Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you. And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and this is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And today I'm super excited because our guest is a very highly regarded home inspector. Please welcome Russ Hensel to the show.
Thank you.
So Russ, tell the folks what kind of home inspector you are, how long you've been doing it, where you're located, so they'll know what kind of background you're coming from.
Well, we're here in Southwest Florida. We've been in business for 30 years. We do everything. We do home inspections, mold inspections, radon inspections, termite inspections. If it needs inspected, we pretty much do it right here at Comprehensive Building Consultants.
Super. So my good friend Chris Griffith, who is an amazing realtor in your part of the state, said that you are the king of something crazy that you'd like to share with us today. So before you tell your story, let me lay down my quick ground rules. No F-bombs or GDs because I'm allergic to those words, but anything else flies. And don't name names or addresses so that if there's a guilty party involved, only they can identify themselves. So with that being said, do tell.
Probably the craziest thing is I did a home inspection, and people who have very nice houses are usually the most difficult ones, because when you do the home inspection, they take everything personal. So it's an elderly gentleman who had just lost his wife, I think, a year or two before. And he did like putzing around the house. The only problem with these inspections and these homes are putzing and doing it right are two totally different things. But you could tell that the gentleman had a ton of pride in his home. Well, of course, eventually they get our home inspection report where we go through and we just tell the buyer of the things that are wrong. And the gentleman fixed them, most of the items. And I came back for a re-inspection. Well, I was in the bathroom, and he put in flex piping, and I had to explain to him that that was wrong, and I think the emotion of everything just got him. And when I stood up, he actually punched me in the face.
Over flexible piping?
Well, I think it was like everything. I think everything that I was pointing out, he felt that it was a personal attack.
Russ, I got to tell you, I've had some clients that probably would have liked to have done what this gentleman did.
Well, but my problem is, what do you do then? I mean, it's an 80-year-old guy who's under a ton of stress. What do you do? So I actually just walked away and told his realtor just to like, hey, calm him down or get him out of the house.
Or hug him. You should have hugged him, Russ. That's what you should have done.
No, that was when it first happens, of course, your first reaction is to hit back. And it takes some control not to.
Absolutely it does. So did he go back and fix the flex piping after he settled down?
Well, actually, what happened was I was asked to leave, which I did. He then calmed down, and then I went back a couple of days later, and I did the re-inspection without him present.
So the moral of the story, if you are a realtor, is please tell your clients not to physically assault the home inspector, no matter what the report says.
Correct. But
I've never told my people that before. Now I've got to warn them.
That does happen. But more importantly, especially with these houses that people take a lot of pride in, they do take it personal. And that's what it becomes. It doesn't become a transaction, an issue of real estate. It becomes me personally attacking that person in their work. So after many years of doing this, I kind of understand that now. I don't take offense when they get mad.
So let me ask you a question. This is a 30,000-foot view. Do you think that's getting less common that people putz around their houses? Because I see fewer and fewer people who have the ability to even try and fix stuff on an inspection list.
Well, you know, we're in a retirement zone, and a lot of people down here, they work their whole lives. So when they come down, now you tell the gentleman, hey, go fish and go play golf. Well, he does that for about 3 weeks, and then he's bored senseless. And then all of a sudden they're with their wife that they've been married to for 40 years, but now they're stuck in the same house. So the guy's usually out doing something, and then the wife's out doing something. So it is different, but no, a ton of people still here. They still putz around the house, and they try and add outlets and fix roof leaks and everything else.
then I guess I'll be glad that in my market people don't try to do those things.
Well, it's true. It's, you know, they try and do them. Then you also get people who try to hide stuff. And you know, the repairs look like it took them 3 hours to try and hide the defect when it would have only taken one to actually fix the defect.
So what do you think is the biggest thing sellers should do to their homes before they put it on the market? Do you believe in pre-inspections?
No. And the reason why is if the person doesn't get the right inspector to do a pre-inspection, they think that once they get the pre-inspection, that's it. They're covered. Everything possibly that could be found is in that pre-inspection. What I would do is I probably would get a licensed HVAC guy come out, service the AC, maybe a licensed roofer to come out, check the roof, and maybe even an electrician to do the electrical if it's been putzed in, if it's an older house. If it hasn't been, you know, you haven't touched it, then oh, there's really no reason to. And the only reason why I say that is so you can head off what the home inspector may say right off the bat. So if he says, hey, your AC is not working right, he already has that HVAC contractor who just did the service on the hook, and he could probably just call him up right then and there.
And then on the flip side of that coin, how do you feel about buyers who want to hang out with you the whole time during the home inspection? Do you think that's positive or negative?
Well, I run my business a little bit different. There's actually four of us who go on every inspection, so I'm okay with it. What the purchaser has to realize is that every time you draw the attention of the single home inspector away from doing the job, then you're actually pulling his attention away. You want all of his attention to be on the job as much as possible. I can understand maybe a 10-minute walk around, kind of just everybody gets the feel. Hang around, bring a little notebook, write all your questions down, then ask the inspector when he'll be done, because sometimes if it's a larger home, they may want to go get lunch or something, and then come back. Because if it's a home inspection that's going to take a few hours, everybody seems to get antsy. You know, the buyer's like bored to death of walking around the house. The seller doesn't want you in the house. So if everybody can just leave for a while and then come back, leaves the inspector for full attention to be on the job, and then the buyer can come back with his list of questions with a nice full belly and feels great, and then you can go over it that way. But to stick around the home inspector the entire time, you're taking his attention away from doing his job.
And driving him crazy too, Russ. You wanted to say that they drive you completely crazy when they want to live in your pocket.
Well, I mean, if they do, they're your clients. So you got to just do the best that you can. But once again, if the inspector would just tell the person, listen, I really want to do an awesome job for you. And for that to do that, it takes my full attention. If any questions you have when I'm done, I will go over everything with you. We can even do a little walk around the house and you can ask me then.
So wrapping up for all our listeners, what we've gathered here is that buyers should not pester their home inspector, but let them do their jobs. Sellers should listen carefully and not take it personally when their home is inspected. Realtors and buyers and sellers should pick inspectors that are reputable and not going to cause trouble. But most importantly, please tell everybody not to punch the home inspector in the face when the repair's not done the way you want it. So, with that being said, Russ, if anybody has need of inspection needs in Southwest Florida, where can they find you?
Well, they can find me in Fort Myers, Florida, and on the web they can find me at best, that's with a B, bestinspector.com.
And I will include all of Russ's information in the show notes if you'd like to reach him after this podcast has ended. If you have a story to share about real estate and you're a realtor, broker, inspector, vendor, lender, or a consumer who wants to tell us what you lived through, please message me. We'd love to feature you on the show. Subscribe for more, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.